Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for downloading us. Do rate us. Do tell your friends about us. This is 908A, and we should be coming to you if you're listening to us on the day of release on 9/11/18. The great and there's wonderful stories in medicine this week and important implications for you. That's what we do. We tell you how you can live at the top of your curve based on the recent data. My favorite story, every 10-pound weight gain before retirement is tied to a 14% increase in heart risk for U.S. pro football players. They looked at 3,500 of them. Story two, get brown fat and get thin. If you get the metabolic syndrome, you have a 66% increase in your risk for Parkinson's disease. So it isn't just a genetic disease. There's a real environmental practice. That's what we're talking to about all of this. More than 90% of your risk of disease is not your genes, but is your choices and what you do with them. That is, what happens to you is really dependent on how your genes react to your choices. Story three, does marijuana in pregnancy and during breastfeeding impair fetal growth? We may learn, as there's more than a doubling of mothers who smoke pot and it lingers in breast milk for more than 6 days. Story four, anxiety and depression are tied to 20 to 60% higher risk of heart attacks and strokes, 20% in women. They probably talk to one another, but men, it's up to 60% increase in heart attack and stroke. And a new study says any amount of drinking is bad for you. Here's what experts say. And almost 1 in 20 U.S. adults, 5%, now use e-cigarettes, most of it by sexual minorities, that is by the LBG community, and or in people with other chronic diseases, and that makes them at more risk of those other chronic diseases. Let's now go to the actual stories and go through them as we do usually and running down. We're sliding backwards. STDs hit a record high and resistant gonorrhea emerges. Used to be we had no gonorrhea that was resistant to triple or double drug therapy. Now there is 5% is resistant. The worry is that it becomes much more resistant over time. And by 2050, it wipes us out. That is, gonorrhea has gone down to approximately half of what it was. It's now coming back up, and it's up by 50% in the last 10 years, still down from where it was, but up a great deal and seems to be resistant. More than 4% of gonorrhea samples are now resistant, up from 1% in 2013, and again, this is a big problem. What's the problem? We aren't teaching our kids enough, and maybe us as adults, enough about condom use and safe sex practices. And by the way, any one sexual disease increases your risk of transmitting and getting others. Doctors should focus on preventing depression in pregnant women and new moms, says a U.S. Preventive Task Force. That's right. Since about a third of moms, this is unbelievable. I never realized it was this high. A third of moms get depressed either during or after pregnancy. The new draft recommendations say that physicians should screen pregnant women and new moms to identify those who seem to be at risk because there are now therapies such as talk therapy and even medication that you can give while the woman is still nursing that shows how much benefit. The risk is now 1 in 7 pregnant women and new mothers. Not 1 in 3, I'm sorry, it's 1 in 7, but that's still incredibly high. And the really big news is that counseling to prevent depression in women who are at risk works. So that is, if you get screened, you're likely to get therapy and you're likely to not get the depressed. The risk, by the way, in adolescents, women veterans, women of socioeconomic disadvantaged status is 1 in 3, much greater in those populations. I don't know why it is in women veterans. Maybe someone can email me at ageprooflife@gmail.com, ageprooflife@gmail.com. The next story that I want to cover is anxiety and depression. So there's a lot of depression, apparently, and anxiety, but the researchers looked at 221,000 people 45 and older without a heart attack and stroke, followed them for an average of 5 years, and the group that screened that had depression or anxiety had a much higher risk of having a heart attack or stroke. So again, when you get screened, and I know it's tough when you're depressed to get help, but seek it. Really do something. Tell a friend that you've got and need help so that they can help you get to help, because this is a 60% increase in heart attacks. Gun deaths, 250,000 a year, U.S. It's about a sixth of the total, but it's happening throughout all of the world. 27% of these are suicides, 9% accidental, 64% were homicides. So gun deaths outnumber deaths from combat and terrorism every year since 1994. The aspirin and heart attack story I did a little bit on last week. The basic message is if you don't take aspirin regularly, if you don't take your statin regularly, if you don't take your blood pressure pill regularly, there's a rebound and an increase in heart attack. So hooray for OCD. You want to be compulsive in taking your baby aspirin. Take one in the morning, one in the evening, with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. If you don't take it regularly, that increases your risk by about 20%. If you take them regularly, decrease in first heart attacks and strokes by about 47%, decrease in recurrent by about 67%. Amazing benefit, even for people with diabetes, but you got to take them. In this study, the headlines were no benefit. It's no benefit if you're like one of the third of the patients who didn't take them regularly. So they actually had an increased risk. So the whole group, only a 4% decrease, not statistically significant. But if you just looked at the people who took at least 60% of their aspirins, it was a 47% decrease in first heart attacks. Almost 1 in 20 adults now use e-cigarettes. It's mostly among sexual minorities and or smokers. And people who are unemployed are the other third group that is large. I don't know what to say about this, but it is also people who are taking chronic, or who already have a chronic disease like heart disease, cancer, asthma. Horrible that this group uses it because it makes life worse for them. There was a new tetracycline approved by the FDA because it reverts resistance, decreases resistance. That's the first new antibiotic tetracycline in a long time. Thank God we've got one, and it prevents resistance. There may be something new on this, but we need to invest more in development of antibiotic drugs. Next study that I want to cover is on metabolic syndrome. It is when you have a increase in LDL cholesterol, a decrease in HDL cholesterol, an increase in liver fat, an increase in triglycerides, an increase in abdominal girth, all of these things, an increase in fasting blood sugar. These contribute to the metabolic syndrome, which contributes to a 66% increase in Parkinson's disease. If you get thin, you avoid it and avoid the risk. And if you will, brown fat may be able to be made from white fat. That's our new study of the week. If you change your white fat, that abdominal fat, maybe there's a transformation. There is in this company that started, can do it reliably in mice. to transfer it into brown fat, which increases metabolic rate, doesn't cause inflammation. And maybe that's a answer for obesity in America. A new study says any amount of drinking is bad for you, but that looks at the worldwide risks. We don't have a large risk of tuberculosis, which is increased or not fought as well in the alcoholic or the person who drinks any amount of alcohol. That is one half drink a day even increases your risk of TB. We don't have that. If you've got immune disease or like cancers or infections or infection risk, then you don't want any alcohol. If you've got a heart disease risk, you want some alcohol. In America, the experts say it's probable that a half to one drink a day for women, one to two for men, decreases your overall risk for all-cause mortality. But check with your doctor and reevaluate it yourself. Are you at risk for alcohol or drug abuse? You shouldn't be drinking at all. Or if you've got an increased risk of immune dysfunction disease, don't drink at all. Otherwise, the best course is that half to one drink a night. Every 10-pound weight gain before retirement in football players, and they average gaining about 40 pounds, increases their risk 14% for heart attacks before age 55. That is obesity, especially in football players, seems to be bad news. And they gain an average of 40 pounds. This is 3,500 former football players. The next story, and perhaps the last, is marijuana in pregnancy and during breastfeeding. All we know is that it lasts a long time. Some early studies say it may hinder brain and overall child growth. It turns out around 65% of the women in this survey still had marijuana, who smoked marijuana, still had marijuana in their breast milk 6 days or more after they last smoked. So this may be a hazard. I would say don't smoke until you, in fact, know for sure that it doesn't cause problems. Obviously smoking it increases inflammation throughout your whole body and hurts you as well, Mom. So don't do that. I would wait till you stop breastfeeding, before you do it at all, and then go with edibles if you can. That's the news of the week. Again, the big stories, weight gain. If you lose weight, you lose, risk of heart disease and stroke. Gaining weight increases it and increases your risk of Parkinson's disease, and the new hope of turning white fat into brown fat. Remember also, screen for depression in your pregnant compatriots, and in those early, look, if they seem depressed, try and get them help and talk to them about it. And that's especially true for all of us getting older, because heart disease affects us too. We've now done, this is the key points from 908A, that is podcast of You, the Owner's Manual 908A. This is broadcast date of 9/11/18, the news of the week, but especially what it means for you, and hopefully you'll live at the top of your curve, because remember, by the time you're 60, 90% of how long and well you live are your choices and how they influence your genes, not your genes alone. You have the power to take control. I hope you do. This is Dr. Mike Roizen saying thank you for downloading us and rating us, I hope. Tell your friends about us. And thank you, Ben, for great engineering. We'll be back next week with another new You, the Owner's Manual, with the implications of the medical news of the week for you. And remember, last point I want to remember is if you take blood pressure medicines or statin for cholesterol management or two baby aspirins a day with a half glass of warm water before and afterwards, remember being BOCD about it. Hooray for OCD when you're managing your medications. They're key. Because if you don't take them regularly, you can get rebound and increase blood pressure, which can cause strokes, increase cholesterol, or decrease clotting protection, all of which lead to heart attacks and strokes. So please be obsessive about it. Thanks, Ben, for great engineering. We'll be back next week.